Hello, everybody. My name is Renee, and I am on staff here at the church. It is my privilege to step in and pray with you today for our peace officers, for those who work to serve and protect within our communities, our states, and our nation. You don't have to look very far in our world today to see that these brave men and women need our prayers now more than ever. But how can we pray for them? First and foremost, we can pray for their safety, not only physically, but emotionally and mentally as well. We often forget that when everyone is running away from the situation, they are running towards it and see the most horrific scenarios and often the worst sides of humanity. Pray that the Lord would give them the ability to process their emotions and stay healthy in body, mind, and spirit, while giving them the courage and faith to do so. We can also pray for wisdom and discernment for them as they make tough and sometimes split-second decisions, gauging the truth of a situation in just a few moments. But I'd like to change the perspective just a bit and see how else we can pray for these people. What about those on the receiving end of those sirens, those in need? I'll never forget the morning my mother-in-law passed away. My husband Matt and I were just seniors in high school. He was at football practice and I was picking up senior pictures where the photographer just happened to have his scanner on, and I heard the code come across. I can't remember the exact words, but the photographer said, "That isn't good. That means someone has passed." I would later find out that it was my husband's mother, my future children's grandmother, that was on the other end of that call. Since that day, every time I hear a scanner or sirens, I pause and pray for whomever is in need. From those in distress to those responding to the call and every person that might be in the path of the call. Somewhere, someone's life may have changed in an instant and they are in need of your prayers. Lastly, let's pray for the families who are left at home, wondering what their loved one may encounter that day. That the Lord would give them the courage to rest in Him and would ease all fears as they learn to trust in God's protection. And before I close this out by putting these thoughts into a prayer, I would challenge you to find a way to encourage our law enforcement officers. Maybe take them a treat, write them a letter, or reach out to a friend that works in law enforcement and thank them for the work they do. It just may be the reminder they need to get them through the day. Heavenly Father, we come before you today and ask for your blessing upon our law enforcement officers. We ask for your protection over them in body, mind, and spirit, and pray that you surround them with a support system that is built on faith in you. Father, give them wisdom, discernment, and courage to make tough decisions in the face of adversity, and give them strength to continue the fight of keeping us all safe. We pray for those in need at this very moment. May you be with all the responders, those injured, the families, and all those that will be affected by the call. May you work through each one of them to bring honor and glory to the situation. Lastly, we give you thanks for the calling you have given our peace officers, one that takes integrity, strength, and tremendous courage. May you help us all to encourage them today and keep them in our thoughts and prayers as we pass by them from now on. It's in your heavenly name that I pray. Amen.